according to 1 John 1:9, this is expressing an attitude of humility, because it, really what it means is we're admitting that we were wrong, that we sinned against God.
好，我们现在还是在所有的课程开始之前，我们都一定要做的就是认罪。意思是说，我们要对上帝承认我们做错了事情，也就是我们是有罪的。而这个所谓的认罪的过程，主要是要让我们能够进入一个练习的一个状态。那所谓的这个认罪和谦卑的这个概念呢，Tim 要继续解释。
The Greek word hamartia, it means that you missed the target or you missed the mark.
在希腊文里面，罪这个字它其实原文的意思是你错失了那个目标。
For example, if they were having target practice trying to shoot the arrows, and if the arrow missed, then this would be hamartia.
比如说射箭的时候你没有击中那个靶心，好，你偏移了，就是等于是你没有抓住目标，你错失了目标。
When God gives a command, He's really given us a target or a standard which we need to aim for.
当上帝给我们一个命令的时候，其实这个命令呢，就是等于是给了我们一个目标，一个我们要达成的一个靶心。
But to hit the target takes training.
但是能够打中目标，能够击中目标，它是需要被训练的。
And it takes focus.
而且是需要有专注力的。
And so if you're not focused on the target, which means you're not concentrating or not thinking about God's commands, you're going to miss the target.
而如果你没有真的把这个定睛或者是专注于这个目标的话，就代表说你没有专注于去把上帝给我们的命令摆在心中，所以我们当然就会错失那个目标。
Just to give you an example, you might have learned from maybe Matthew chapter 7 that you should not judge other believers.
我们举一个例子来说比如说马太福音的第七章里面有提到我们不能够去评论别人。
But then you have a test, a temptation. Somebody's maybe gossiping about another believer,And they want to hear your opinion about that person.
有可能呢，有时候你会接受到这样子的一个诱惑就是怎么样呢？就有一个人他在批评就七嘴八舌的去讲另外一个信徒的闲话，而他会来问你的意见。
Now remember, all sin comes out from your free will.
不要忘记哦，所有的罪都是来自于你。的自由意志的决定。
And all sin is based on arrogance.
而所有的罪是来自于傲慢。
And in your arrogance, you said that you're better than this person that you're judging, and then not only are you judging this person from your soul, but you're judging with your words by telling another Christian or another person what you think about this believer. Okay, it's too long. Okay. So all sin comes from the soul.
所有的罪是来自于我们的魂。
And all sin is based on arrogance.
而所有的罪是来自于傲慢。
And in your arrogance, you're saying, I'm better than this other believer. Let's call him believer A.
所以呢，如果我们傲慢了，我们就其实是说，我们觉得我们比另外一个信徒要好。
And now you have a temptation from, we call him Christian B, who wants you to gossip.He wants to gossip about Christian A.
好，那如果我们先把 A 跟 B 两个人先讲清楚，这个有一个叫做信徒 B 呢，他呢就想要去这个说信徒 A 的闲话，来对这个信徒 A 做一些批评。
Sin has begun here in your volition, and it finishes off with you gossiping about this person, but it's all judging.
而当我们比如说那 B 来跟我讲这个 A 的闲话的时候，我们自己的自由意志就会决定说我们是不是要跟着 B 去讲闲话。
You had your target. God had said, don't judge another person. That's the standard.
而上帝已经给了我们一个标准，给了我们一个目标，就是不要去讲别人的闲话，不要去批判别人，批评别人。那这就是上帝给我们的一个目标。
And you got distracted.
而你呢，因为这个别人来跟你讲闲话，你就突然的 这个好像被混淆了，就说当我们被别人给混淆或分心了，然后我们就等于是没有把注意力定睛在神给我们的命令上面，所以我们就等于是偏离了靶心。
That's sort of like a military analogy. I was talking about the people firing the arrows, but we have the sports analogy as well.
好，我们刚刚当然举例是以这个所谓军事的这种射箭哈来当做一个例子，但有很多例子，比如说体育性的这个运动性的例子也可以讲。
And if you've read the book of Rebound by the Colonel, you'll be very familiar that that book begins by using the basketball analogy.
就比如说上校在有关这个
反弹
这个书里面一开始呢他举的例子呢是以投篮篮球的投篮来做例子。
You have a target, and that is the hoop, to put the basketball through the hoop.
当你投篮的时候呢这个篮筐是我们的目标。
And if you haven't trained properly, and maybe on the day, there's a lot of pressure on you, and you're expected to get the ball through the hoop, and you miss.
有些日子呢，自己压力很大啦，等等的一些原因，或者是我们的专心度不够啦，我们在投篮的时候呢，就没有投到那个篮筐里。
Because there's a lot of people, they're trying to get the ball out of your hands, and the crowd is yelling,Maybe you're thinking about your girlfriend or something, you get distracted by all these things, and you miss the target.
当我们在投篮的时候，也许我们被很多外在因素和内在因素都把我们给分心了，包括比如说旁边观众的欢呼声、叫嚣声，或者是你在投篮的时候突然想到你的女朋友，都让你可能分心，没有办法把球投进那个篮筐。
Again, you miss the target, but then you have the opportunity to rebound.
而当你没有正中这个篮心这个目标，可是呢，却有一个机会是可以反弹。
After that long introduction, we're going to rebound right now.
好，在这么长的这个前面的这个解释之后，我们现在要开始做我们的反弹。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have now to study your word.
我们感谢天父，让我们有时间来一起研读您的话语。
We give thanks to you that even when we do miss the target, we know just by naming our sins to you, we can get back in the game.
我们也感谢天父，就算我们有的时候没有正中核心，我们也却有机会可以反弹，而能够重新再来。
Or even get back on the battlefield, get back on the spiritual battlefield.
而让我们还可以重新回到所谓灵性生活的这个战场。
In order that ultimately we can have victory in Jesus Christ in this angelic conflict which we are involved in.
而且也可以得到在天使的征战中的一个胜利。
And so we give thanks for these things.
我们为此要感谢一切。
In the name of our commander-in-chief, the chief of the armies, the lord of the armies, which is Jesus Christ.
我们要特别感谢的是我们的三军统帅，我们的整个灵性生活的首领，也就是我们的耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
What I want to do right now is to go back and review some of the concepts we did in the last lesson.
我们今天呢，要回去看看我们在上一次所谈到的一些重要的观念。
I'll bring up the slide here. We were looking at Isaiah chapter 14.
也就是我们的 PPT 的第五页，我们的以赛亚书14章13节。
And this is where we see the first sin in all of history, whether it's angelic history or human history.
在不管是天使的历史或是人类的历史上，这个所谓的第一个罪。
Now God did not create the angels with sin.
其实上帝在创造天使的时候是没有罪的。
God is not the author of sin. He didn't create sin.
天父他不是罪的创作人，也他不是作家去创造出罪来的那一个。
God has no sin in him.
神是完全洁白无罪的。
He's righteous and he's just.
他是公义真理。 的化身。
And when God created the angels, they were perfect.
所以当这样一个公义的神所创造出的天使在当时绝对是完美的。
When God created the angels, he gave them all a soul, and within the soul, we see that just like with humans, they had their free will. They were created with volition.
而上帝在创造天使的时候，就像创造人一样，都给了这些天使完全的自由意志。
And it was with this free will that Satan made a decision, and we can say like a free will decision, to rebel against God.
路西佛这个撒旦呢，却利用他的自由意志而决定去变成了一个罪，去做了有罪的状态。
Okay, and it starts off in Isaiah 14:13 here, where it says, "For you have said in your heart."
所以呢，在以赛亚书14章13节里面呢，就提到说，你心里曾说，这个你是指的撒旦。
And this verse records that first mental attitude of Lucifer to rebel against God.
而这个所谓的心里的说，其实就是路西佛他在心中所犯的一个罪，他的一个想法。
Okay, and I've written on the board here the statement which says, the source of all sin is volition. This is the place where all sin comes from.
在这个黑板上白板上面所提到的这个句子呢，是讲说所有的罪的源头是来自于自由意志。
This helps us to understand many things.
这个呢，让我们了解了很多事情，有关罪的很多事情。
And probably one of the most important things we can understand from this is it means you are responsible for any sin which comes from you.
最重要的一个概念就是呢，让你了解所有的罪是来自于你自己。
Now, there is always going to be a temptation to sin.
这总是会有一个要让我们总是会有那种要犯罪的欲望，一种吸引我们犯罪的一种状态。
Okay, as long as we're in the devil's world, there's going to be temptations, and that's going to come from Satan's plan, for example.
而这些所谓的诱惑，要让我们犯罪的诱惑，来自于撒旦的设计。
There's going to be temptations from your sin nature.
来自我们有罪性的一个诱惑。
And even with your emotions, now emotions aren't sinful, but your emotions are going to distract you from making good decisions, and that can lead you into sin.
而我们的情绪呢，不见得就一定是所谓一种罪行。情绪其实有好有坏，但是它有些时候一些的情绪会影响我们，而想要让我们去犯罪。
But ultimately, even with all of these temptations coming from the environment around you or your sin nature, the decision to sin is going to come from your volition, from your soul.
应该是说吸引我们犯罪的这种诱惑是来自于环境或者是我们自身的一个罪性。怎么样这些外在内在引诱我们犯罪的这些事情不见得就会一定要犯罪，因为我们是有自由意志去决定我们的行为和思考的决，会有这些决定的能力的。
And then I've got this other statement on the board here, which says that the seed or the root of all sins equals arrogance.
在这个白板上还提了第二个句子呢，就说所有的罪的根源或者说它的种子，则是来自于傲慢。
Now the word source and seed and root, they all look very similar.
这个字有像根源啦，或者是根基啦，或者种子啊，种下都几乎上都是很非常相似的字。
But there is a difference here. What I'm trying to say with the second statement that all sins come from arrogance. Arrogance is actually a sin, but you'll find in every sin there was arrogance involved.
好，我们讲到说所有的这些罪的根源是来自于傲慢，那傲慢本身就是一个罪，但是更厉害的是这个罪它可以引发其他的所有的罪。
You could probably say something like arrogance is the mother sin.
所以我们可以说傲慢是罪之母。
If you were humble, which means you'd be obedient to God, then you wouldn't sin.
而如果呢你是一个谦虚的人，代表你可以顺服于神的话，你基本上就不会有罪。
And it's because of arrogance that you do decide to make these decisions which are sinful.
而当你变成傲慢的时候呢，你就会下一些决定，好，这些决定就让你变得是有，会下一些有罪的决定。
Now here I'm just sort of saying like the same thing, but in many different ways.
我现在讲来讲去好像其实都在讲同一件事，但我们是用不同的面向来解释。
And I'm hoping that by expressing the same concept in these different ways that it'll build a solid idea in your mind about the relationship between arrogance and sin.
好，所以这样讲呢，是希望能够从各种角度呢，建立一个比较立体的一个观念在你的心中，让你知道到底傲慢它可能会造成的一个状态。
Now one other application that we can make from this is when you're naming your sins to God the Father for the rebound.
最主要的一个对于这些概念的一个运用哈，是在于我们对神认罪的时候呢，我们可以做到的反弹。
And Max actually explained this one time in his classroom. He said, if you can't think of what sins you need to name, maybe you've forgotten your sins or you can't define the sins that you've done, name the sin of arrogance.
Max 牧师呢，他就有提过一次，有一次他就特别提到说，有的时候我们会忘记我们到底犯了什么罪，或者是说我们没有办法很清楚的分辨自己犯了什么罪的时候呢，其实有个很简单的方法，就是对上帝认一个罪，就是认我们傲慢的罪。
That's sort of like a last resort. Really, you should be aware of the sins, the type of sins, the category of sins that you're doing. But sometimes it's quite difficult. Maybe you did forget. But if you name that sin of arrogance, God will forgive you of all of your sins.
当然我们这个对神认这个所谓傲慢的罪啊，是真的不得已最后才做的事。因为其实我们在认罪的过程中，我们一定要想想，认真的想想我们到底做错过什么。好，那这些事情我们自己有一个分析的话，更清楚的对神去把我们的罪认清楚是很重要的。但是不论怎么样，如果我们忘记了，真的不小心忘记了，我们就是对我们的傲慢这个罪去跟神认罪的时候，神就会因为我们认了傲慢的罪而原谅我们其他的罪。
God does promise that you name your sins and he'll cleanse you. So then you can be very sure, you can be confident that you have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而这样做的话呢，至少因为神有告诉过我们，我们只要好好的认罪了，他就会把所有的罪都清除，那我们就可以很安心的说，我们是可以因为认罪悔改的状态下，我们可以得到圣灵的充满。
So that's the first concept we had, that the source of all sin is your volition, and the root, or like the mother sin, is arrogance.
好，所以我们这边很重要的一个观念就是，所有的罪的源头是我们个人的自由意志，而所有罪的母亲或者它的根源就是傲慢。
Now one other concept that I do want to bring up as well is the concept of what we can call boot camp. Boot camp is the training camp for soldiers when they first join up in the army.
第二个我想要特别提的这个概念呢，就是所谓的新兵训练的训练营。
I actually meant to look up the meaning or the origins of the word boot camp. I guess it just means when you come into these camps, you're in your boots, in your army boots the whole time. I'm sort of guessing that.
Tim 他说他有在查说为什么叫这个新兵训练营要叫 boot camp。好，他想说这个字可能是因为你来新兵训练的时候都会穿上这个 boots， 就是靴子，所以可能就因此把靴子的这种营队当作新兵训练营的一个概念。
Okay, and I need to bring this up because we do often talk about the military analogy within the spiritual life.
为什么要特别提这个呢？因为我们一直在谈哈，就是所谓的一个军队的一个比喻哈，在我们的灵修生活中，常常会用这个军队训练来做比喻。
The name of our subject is the angelic conflict. This is a major warfare we're involved in.
而我们现在在谈的这个天使的征战呢，是我们人生在灵性生活中所面对的最大的一个战役。
And I was talking the other day in class about how Jesus Christ is the head of the armies.
而上次的课呢，我也特别提到，耶稣基督是在整个所谓我们天使的大军的首领，他是我们的三军统帅。
We are involved in a war and we need to prepare for battle.
而我们正在一个非常非常大的征战之间，我们当然要为这个征战，这个战役做一个准备。
When you believe in Jesus Christ, it's like you become a soldier. You're automatically enlisted. You're joining the ranks of the soldiers in God's army.
当我们相信了耶稣，我们就等于呢，立刻放进了一个参与这个战役的军队的名单中。
For a lot of Christians, they think when they join up and they become a believer in Jesus Christ, they're not joining an army, they're joining a picnic.
很多成为基督徒的人呢，他们来到了神面前，他以为他是参与了一个野餐，而不了解他其实是参与了一个大军，要准备打仗的一个大军。
They think that the Christian life should be like a beach party or like a picnic where everything is just very relaxed and casual and God will take care of everything.
很多的基督徒他成为基督徒之后，他以为他是加入了一个野餐的一个活动，所以他是用一种非常放松，愉快放松的心情来加入的。
And when a lot of these believers, like you have a new believer and you walk into a church for the first time, and that's the feeling that he gets.
这是当你去一个教会的时候，很多时候大概我们一开始参与教会的时候都带着这种心情而来。
This was my experience when I was in my late 20s. I went into a church, everybody was smiling, they pat me on the back and shake my hand and say, welcome along to our family.
当他这个是听他自己的经验，就是当他第一次到教会的时候，真的所有的人都微笑以待，然后握手拍拍他的这个背，然后跟他说欢迎来到我们的教会。这时候他是二十几岁的时候。
Yeah, would you like a cup of coffee first? There's some coffee over here, or if you want to use the bathroom, it's over here.
然后人家非常的这个友善的跟他说，要不要喝杯咖啡这边是咖啡那边是洗手间。
It's very different from the boot camp concept.
这跟所谓的这个新兵训练营是完全不一样的一个概念。
And we see a lot of Hollywood movies about World War II or about the Vietnam War. You have these young men, they're going to train at this army camp for the first time in their lives.
我之前也提过，在很多的一次大战、二次大战的电影里面，大家都看到，就是当那些年轻人加入了这个军队，在当他们第一次进到军营里面要接受训练的时候，
A lot of these men might have come from backgrounds which are very, we say, soft. For example, they were studying at university, they're from good families, they're coming from a very quiet neighborhood.
而这些年轻人他很可能是来自一个非常平稳的一个生活的背景，所以他们也许刚刚才在念大学，那是从一个非常好的家庭里面来的。
And as soon as the bus from the city, it arrives at the camp, and now they've got people screaming in their face and abusing them and swearing at them.
但是呢，当他们从这个坐的大巴士然后下车，当他们一下车被到军队里面，是什么样的事情来迎接他们呢？是这些他们的高阶就他们的长官就对他们大吼大叫，然后甚至虐待他们。
And from that moment, they're always being told what to do. They don't live their own lives anymore. They're in the army.
而从那一刻起，他们永远都是要跟随他的长官的命令去做每一件事情。他们再也没有自己，他等于是要完全听从于他的长官的命令。
And that's the objective of the drill instructors or those people when they first receiving these young men off the bus is to make them understand that whatever they're thinking in their souls, that's not the way they think in the army. They have to change that.
而这是所有的新兵训练营里面的一个必然的一个程序吧，因为他这些训练他们的人要让这些新兵这些年轻人非常了解他们过去所想或者即使是现在所想的，都已经对他现在接下来的军旅生活是没有关系的了。他们要学习的是在军旅里面听从命令的生活。
Because the ultimate goal for the military is to take these young men and train them in order that when they're on the battlefield, they'll do exactly as they're told.
因为这些很重要的训练就是他们必须要在上战场前 好，就要学会他们整个的思维跟行为的一些态度，而这个将来他们上了战场的时候就要这样做。
When they enter onto the battlefield, if they have to go up against a war with another country, they're not going to have people there shaking their hands and patting them on the back and saying, would you like some coffee or would you like to go to the bathroom?
而当一个人要进入这个世界大战的战场的时候，是不会在战场上有人跟他握手，然后拍拍他，然后要他喝咖啡，还是要去上厕所的。
You need to be tough, but toughness actually comes from humility.
而一个新兵上战场需要的最重要的是你必须要强悍，而这个强悍的训练是来自于你必须要非常谦卑的学习。
Okay, because if there's any sense of arrogance, you're going to get frightened on the battlefield, you're going to be thinking your own kind of thinking, and you're not going to want to fight.
如果你是带着傲慢上战场的话，你变成是只会被自己的思维给控制，你没有办法是真正的听命，而且去真正开始变得很强悍的去作战。
Okay, and this is a very sad thing in the churches, because a lot of churches, they will teach about the love and the grace of God, and that's very good, obviously.
而但是呢，很多教会呢，却用了另外一个方法，他们只教神是非常慈爱的。
And people can get into a false sense of security or a false sense of feeling, that everything's going to be okay, that as long as they keep going to church and doing their prayers, that, God will protect them and life will be good.
而让一般的信徒呢，在教会里会有的时候会有一些，假象。好，那个假象就是说，哎，你是很安全的，啊，你是有很，只要你好好的这个祷告，你的所有的生活都是没有问题的。
Okay, but as soon as there's a little bit of pressure on these people's lives, they won't know how to respond.
但是呢，一旦这个教友他开始受到了一些压力，生活的压力的时候，他就完全不知道该如何面对。
So the objective is that when you're in the spiritual life, you want to mature as fast as possible so that you can become an effective soldier.
所以呢，我们的目标是什么呢？是我们必须要设定目标，让自己成为一个成熟的信徒。
And that means that whenever there's going to be any pressures in your life, that you can deal with those pressures effectively using the problem-solving devices.
而当我们成为成熟的信徒，就会让我们在碰到任何生活的压力、苦难的时候，我们会可以利用这个解决问题的方法。好，这个是另外一堂课，就让这些方法可以帮助我们去处理这些生活上的逆境。
Okay, and obviously the main sin that you need to always be aware of is the sin of arrogance.
所以呢，这个也就是在总结，就是说所有的主要的罪就是在傲慢这件事情。
Okay. Actually, arrogance is rebellion against God.
而所谓的傲慢呢，就是你不太在意神说什么，而且你要反抗他。
And to be a witness in the angelic appeal trial or a witness in the angelic conflict, you need to be perfectly obedient to God.
而在这个天使的征战之中呢，我们最重要的事情就是我们必须要学习怎么样去顺服于神。
So Satan does everything he can to have people disobedient to God.
而撒旦就是要尽可能的让我们不顺服于神。
And often he uses deceit to do that. He uses deceit. He's very deceptive.
而撒旦最会做的就是要欺骗我们。
And we can go back to the garden for the first example when we see him approaching the woman in the garden and deceiving her so that she didn't even think she was sinning.
从这个第一次撒旦在骗人的时候，就是在伊甸园里面，当撒旦去跟夏娃讲话的时候，夏娃根本不知道他做的一件事情是罪。
Sorry, okay, we're out of Zoom time here. Okay, I start up again.